his plan if he fails to get a $5 billion down payment for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. That, combined with the conclusion he lacks the congressional support for his request, makes for a volatile political climate as this year draws to a close. Mr. Trump may also be planning to intervene in a case of U.S. military justice, and there is some pushback from the Defense Department. We get a report from White House correspondent Saigar Magani.
The president says he'll be reviewing the case against Matthew Goldstein, a former Green Beret charged with killing a suspected bomb maker while deployed to Afghanistan in 2010. The president yesterday tweeted Goldstein is a U.S. military hero, and he'll look into the case, in his words, at the request of many. But any presidential review or intervention could constitute unlawful command influence and jeopardize the case against Goldstein. Colonel Rob Manning, a Pentagon spokesman, said yesterday the allegations against Goldstein are a law enforcement matter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes in Somalia, and there are reports of success. AP's Karen Shamas tells us more.
The U.S. military's Africa Command said it carried out four strikes on December the 15th, in which 34 people were killed and two more on December 16th, which killed 28. The command went on to say that no civilians were injured or killed in the attacks. All six strikes were carried out in close coordination with Somalia's government, which, according to the military, were conducted to prevent al-Shabaab from using remote areas as a safe haven to plot, direct, inspire and recruit for future attacks, as they're prone to doing in those areas. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is VOA News. Talks between American and Afghan Taliban officials arranged by Pakistan began today in the United Arab Emirates. There has been no early readout. President Trump had urged Pakistani President Imran Khan in a letter to help get the insurgents to the table. The UN is calling for the Saudi